Republican Ryan Silvey authored the original cut, stating that the pension program is for blind residents who have too much money to be on Medicaid. He calls the Senate's actions puzzling.
Senator Lemke was one of the so-called Gang of Nine, which was chest-thumping about cutting government. By the time Senator Lemke offered his amendment, by his own numbers, admitted that it put the budget $7 million out of balance.
Silvey added that it may not have been necessary to cut pensions to the blind if Lemke and his cohorts had not threatened to filibuster the tax amnesty bill as part of their opposition to the use of one-time monies in the state budget. The House is expected to reject the blind pension restoration when negotiators work on the final version of the budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.